Shir Yudalad and Sukkot Beis Cheshvan Hatov Shin Mem Aleph, October 12, 1980, on Sunday.
Discussing. I should have gone over the Chai, because it's very important. And we'll have to refer to it time and time again. Now, Reb Chaim, it's a very long discussion here. So, he says, he asks a certain kash. Even the Gemara says the Shabbos, that if it's Rechob of all, so then he's what? So there is no doubt. The machlokes between the Rach and the Rashi and Tesis is on the question, suppose it's not Rechob of all. It is just five Tvachim, it's Rechob of five Tvachim and three fifths. So Rashi and Tesis say that it's also part of it, but the only Rechob and the Rabbon. And the Rach says, the Rambam, no, the Nebi is higher. If it is just five and three fifths, Tvachim, not six Tvachim, so there is higher. But everybody admits, that's mentioned in the Gemara, that if it is six Tvachim, the diameter is six Tvachim, if the inside diameter is six Tvachim, then of course it's part. So the Chaim raises the question, even if it is both Tvachim wide, why should it be part? Why should it be part? After all, he has the cash.
You have the tangible element,
consisting of the Tiknei Akaveres and the ground, the ground, the Shuni Akaveres, and then you have the open space. That's the intangible thing. Now, when you are meeting, Mishusayochelichesarabi, when you throw, what do you throw? You cannot be hired for being without the open space. That's an intangible thing. You can only be hired for throwing something tangible, not the open space. For that you cannot be hired. So the question is, why do we say? So Bishwame according to Rashi, that the Ptur of Mishusayochel, of Zerichesayochel, is because there is only a chiyuv itzoye when you are zerik echevet, not when you are zerik echevet. So you understand? Since the teich of the kaveres has a din mishlayochi, there is no chiyuv for throwing the kaveres. But according to the Rach, the Rif and the Ram, that the reason as to why zerik kaveres is potter, because erish shayochi is always noch. In the Mishnayochi, it's not noch in the Mishnayochi. So only the teich of the kaveres is the Mishnayochi. But the tangible, deifli akaveres, the tangible shuri akaveres, that's otum. It's fully compact. There is no avya dalet, there is no whole dalet. So that was not in the Mishnayochi. And what? So he cannot be hired for throwing the space, the open space. He has to be hired for throwing the tangible kaveres, the nikayim, the tangible deifli akaveres, and the tangible shuri akaveres. So that was not a redeemer of Yisrael. And that seems to be it's very abstract, but it's a very strong kashya. So Reb Chaim mentions the Gemara, that's a miktes in Shabbos, that the Gemara says, Kesel which is a rabbi, Gobei ayud v'nirochim talet u'mukev v'kamles v'yosom v'shayochim hazir v'noch al gabo v'chayim. In other words, suppose you have a mokim in the Mishus Rabbi that is enclosed by walls, very thin walls, and the thickness of each wall is only 2 tefachim, not gabo tefachim. And then someone throws from the Mishus Rabbi on top of the wall, not inside in the enclosure. If he throws inside the enclosure, of course, so he's Erech Mishraam Shayochim. But he throws on top of the wall. And if the wall itself had a thickness of Dalet, so then the wall by its own merit would have been Shayochim. But the wall is very thin. It has only a width of a thickness of 2 tefachim. And the Chifetz falls on top of that wall. So the question is it Chayiv or not? He didn't throw it into the teich of the enclosure, of the enclosed space. So the Rabbi Yochanan says, he is chayim, because it's a kalachema. It's a kalachema, lachim meis a mechitza la'atzim enclosure. So there is a special aloha, that the mechitzes of the Mishus Hayochim, in view of the fact that they affect a deal Mishus Hayochim on the teich of the enclosed space, so the mechitzes that affect the Mishus Hayochim, a deal Mishus Hayochim on the enclosed space, they themselves become Mishnayochim. So in Mele, that's the reason. The Kashi was, even if it's Lichov of Vov, why is he put there? Even if he's Lichov of Vov, why is he put there? But he still should be hired. Because if it's Lichov of Vov, so the Teich of the Kaveres is definitely Mishnayochim. But the Teich is an intangible thing. It's open space. It's not, he cannot be hired for being mitaltel, an intangible thing. He can be hired for being mitaltel, a three-dimensional, tangible object. So he can be hired only for the deifnei, akaveres, and the shuri akaveres. The deifnei akaveres are completely auto. The answer is, because they are the mechitzes of the teich of the kaveres. So the mele there is the kalchina, the machilim is the mechitzo, the atzmi koshim. So even the tangible kaveres, even the tangible deifnei kaveres, have a dinner mishnayochit. Because machilim is the mechitzo, the atzmi koshim. And according to what Reb Chaim says, that according to the Rach, and the Rif and the Rambam, Erish Shayochit requires karka dalet also. So the mele, the shuri akaveres is also affects Erish Shayochit. Because without karka, without the the Shuvei Yachaberes, that's the Karka of the Rishta Yochid. Without the Karka, so it wouldn't have been Rishta Yochid, so they were in the same Kalochim there, that the Rebbe mentions in regard to the Mechitzes of Rishta Yochid, applies to the Shuvei Rishta Yochid also. So the Rebbe means that the tangible elements in the Kaberes also have been in Rishta Yochid, because of that Kalochim there, because of the Rebbe. Then, one second, please, let me explain. So the Mele, that's why, if it is Rochebo, so it is high. Now then he says, but, so that's only, so according to the Rav and the Rav and the Rambam, only if the inside diameter is Bo. So then, the teich of the kaveres comes from the shayochet. And what makes the teich of the kaveres into the shayochet? The mechitzes, the teich of the kaveres. So the moment they take the kaveres from the basis of the kaveres, lachim the mechitzes, the mechitzes, all as the poshim, also acquire a din of the shayochet. Mashenke, if inside the diameter is only, if inside the diameter is not if inside the diameter is not dalet al dalet. In other words, if it is only if it is small from the outside point to the outside point. So the middle of the inside diameter is l'chol hapoches 5 3/5 vochim wide. Mashenke, if it is not small from the outside to the outside point. So the mele, if the inside is less than 5 3/5, so the mele, the teich is not a Rishta Yochid. If the teich is not a Rishta Yochid, so the mele, we cannot apply the kalochim, the lachim, and the chitze, we have some of the poshim. And so the question is, why is Teisve Shite? Teisve says that even, that with the right saying is potter, even if it is 5 3/5, Tvochim wide from the outside point to the outside point, so that means that inside there is no dalet al dalet. So then even the teich is not a Rishta Yochid. Even the teich is not a Rishta Yochid. And so remember, we cannot apply the kalachim lachim is mechitzat l'choshi. Even though, but on top of the kaveres, on the basis of the point of even mishtamish. So the top of the kaveres becomes a Rishta Yochid, but the teich can only become a Rishta Yochid on the basis of chumra Rishta Yochid. So chumra Rishta Yochid, it's not on the basis of the mechitzes, it's because of the chumra Rishta Yochid. So the melee, the teich, the kaveres are not a Rishta Yochid. So why does Teisve say that he's still poter? Yeah, as long as the width of the diameter from the outside point to the outside point is 5 3/5. So Rav Chaim says, I mean, that's another portion, that according to Teisves, we have to say that this aloha of Lachir Nisim Chitzel Atzmei Kochim applies even to a case where inside it's not a Rishta Yochid, but it's a Rishta Yochid on top, on the basis of the Mechitzes. On the basis of the Mechitzes alone. So, even in such a case, we apply the aloha, with the aloha of Machir Mesim Chitzel Akta Koshin, with the Asa Teisves, the Adak is Atzmo Mistalke, Gamlinien Lichtir Al Zirkas Akaveres Atzmo, so it's Lema, Oy Nisfira in Gamitein, Shibobei Asof, Viroch Adal, Gamki Dayuna Beharbin Lachir Mesim Chitzel Akta Koshin, and Mele the Gamteo Dinik Mutab Lichitzes. So that's Teisves, but then, according to the Rambam and the Rach and the Riv, we only apply the aloha of Achim Reis and Chitzel Atzmo Kokoshkin if the Mechitzes at the bottom make the, at the bottom of Rishis HaYochid, the Teich of the Kaveres. Mashenke, if it's not Roche Bo, it's only Roche 5 3/5. Roche, so there the Mechitzes do not affect on the basis of the Mechitzes at the bottom of the Rishis HaYochid, but only on top. So in such a case, we do not apply the aloha of Lachir Nisim Chitzo Le'atzim Yosh. Then Reb Chaim raises another question. So that explains the Shitas HaRambam. That explains the Shitas HaRambam in regard to Kaveres. But there is another Rambam. The Rambam says in Pirkei Aleph, Halacha Aleph, V'chein Mokei Mukei Dalet V'chitzes, given you, U'bineyem, Dalet Al Dalet. So the Rambam says that it is, that it has a deal with Sayochit. So he says, Ochit as a Rambam Akatos Ochinu, the Rambam Ayel Nika Dilmish Sayochit, Linish Yisrael Amitzi Misilche, O Yamachlis Misilche Mishisarabi, U Pozeru de Posar de Bidilmish Sayochit, Kim Shiyesh Bilein Shalom Kitzin Dalai Dalai, Balzeru Shuk Poshe, the Gamiyesh Biyabor in Amitzi Biyachat, Gam Kitzorich, Gam Kitzorich Bidis Al-Gabot Mishisayochit, משום תאי לחוזר מן החורבית ומשתמש, וממילא נתיך גם כנאי למשתיוח, משום דין לחור ומשתיוח ומשתיוח. So that explains the Shittas Rambam with Abi Kaveres. So that's the reason, that's why the Rambam says, if the diameter is not wolf tvochi, wide, from the outside point to the outside point, so the melee, from the inside point to the inside point, there is less than 5 feet tvoch, 10 3/5 tvoch. So Mele is higher when he's in Kaveres. But the Rambam Pirkei Aleph Halacha Aleph says that only if the teich of the enclosure has dalet al dalet. But if the dalet al dalet is constituted together with the width of the mechitzes of the enclosure. So then if somebody will throw a chifetz into that teich, into that enclosure, he'll be put there. But the question is, true, that we cannot apply the aloche of lachimis in the chitzel atzim l'poshim, so that the mikema mechitzes should acquire the mishayochim, unless inside there is aloche of lachimis. But if together with the width of the mechitzes, there is aloche of lachimis, even though the hollow by itself inside the enclosure, in the teich of the enclosure, so it's not dalet al dalet. So the melech on top it becomes a mishtayochit because of the aloche of iboyer lachmide umishtamish. And since on top it becomes a mishtayochit, so the melech, the teich of the enclosure, should also acquire the mishtayochit because of the aloche of kulah mishtayochit. So why does the Rambam say in Pirkei Dalet aloche alef that Mokim Mukim Dalet Mechitzes Ubinayim Dalet Al Dalet, only if in the enclosure itself in the teich there is Dalet Al Dalet. But suppose there is Dalet Al Dalet from here to here, not from here to here. So then if somebody will throw a chifetz from the Rabbi, so it will be put there. But after all, on the basis of the Boyo Achida Mishtamish, so the male here on top will become the Mishayochim, so the male here the Badet, it should become the Mishayochim also, because of Chorei Rishu Mishayochim. So then, he mentions the Yerushalmi, that it has been over the poets, and he mentions the Chidesh, that Mishayochim, according to the Rekach, and the Rif, and the Rambam, Mishayochim requires Kartadal. So the Mele, since Yerushayochit requires Kalkidalet, so it means that the whole Hecher, that Rav Chaim said before, that according to the Rach and the Rif and the Rambam, when you only apply the Aloch in Lachir, the Mese, the Chitzel Atzbo, the Koshin, if the Mechitzes effect in Yerushayochit, on the basis of the Mechitzes, at the bottom, but if the mechitzes effect in Yirmish Tzayochit on the basis of the mechitzes only on top. So then, we do not apply the aloche of Achim Yirmish Mechitzelat in the Koshki. So, that hecher collapses. I mean, there is no hecher. So they were just as according to Tesis. We say, the Tesis Shite is, that even when the mechitzes effect in Yirmish Tzayochit on top, so the mele, the mechitzes acquire the Yirmish Tzayochit. So we can say the same thing according to the Rambam also. But then, why does the Rambam say that if the diameter is not voftvochim from the outside point to the outside point, so then it's higher because karke dalet al dalet is lacking. But wherever karke dalet al dalet is not lacking, then the Rambam can also agree with this, that the Kalmuchema of the Machiris and the Chitza Atmel Koshki does not only take effect when the Mechitzes affect the Rish Sayochi to the Balem. Even when the Mechitzes do not affect the Rish Sayochi to the Balem, they just affect the Mechitzes on top. On top. So the Mechitzes also become acquired the Rish Sayochi because of the Kalmuchema and Machiris and the Chitza Atmel Koshki. So the Mele, we do not have to say, you see, Reb Chaim is not clear, but that's what he means. So before he says, Udas Atis is not for the Satsmo with Stalke, Gabi Lichterhaus, because I have a Satsmo, so Chlema, we is feeling Gabi Tilche, but we are so, we will have Dalit, Gabi Kinda, you know, they be Hardine, Lachim is in the Chitzel Atmo with Kokosh. And the Mele, the Gabi Tilche, the Book of the Chitzel. So that he said at first only Alim and Tetzes, but not Alim the Rambam. But after he comes to the conclusion that according to the Rambam, so there is a requirement of Karkad al-Dawid, so the same thing that is true according to Tetzes can be true according to the Rambam also. So maybe that means that according to the Rambam too, we apply the Kalachenda of the Achilles in the Chitzel Atzmi Koshki, not only in the case where it's the Achilles in the Chitzel, at the bottom, even where Lachim is in Chitzo on top. So we say, Lachim is coaching, and it's more established that way. Why should the halacha of Lachim is in Chitzo, Lachim is coaching, only apply to a case where it affects him, Shisayochim, on the basis of the Mechitzes and the bottom? What difference does it make where it affects him, Shisayochim? Whether the Mechitzes affect a Shisayochim in the bottom, or the affect of Shisayochim on top? As long as the Mechitzes affect the Rish Sayochi, and the Badim are on top, so the Mele lacks in the Koshki. So the Kibba Mechitzes themselves acquire the Dino Rish Sayochi. So the Mele, it will follow that according to Maskora of Reb Chaim. So if somebody asked me yesterday, so if somebody will throw a moment that is Govei Ayud and Rochid Dalet, so even according to the Rambam, he will be Potter. Even though the omit does not affect a Dimrish Sayochit and a Babel on the basis of the Chitzes because it's completely auto, but since it affects a Dimrish Sayochit and Tavodon, so it's Lachel the Reis in the Chitzo, so that's the Koshin, so the Mele, the Omud, the Nikkei, the Omud itself acquires a Dimrish Sayochit. So the Mele, he's Potter also because. Now, so we have to be the boy of Tom Rabbon. Noach Albo Kundisi, Vesichich Al Gabon, Rabbi Yaakov Machi, Vachachomim Pesim. So suppose he sets up four poles in the four corners, and then he puts Chach on top of the Kundisi, of the poles, so Rabbi Yaakov is Machi. And the Chachomim pays, Omar Rabbuni, Mach Leikes al Svazaka. Mach Leikes al Svazaka. The Rabbi Yaakov saw a Rabbin on Gudas in the Chitz, the Rabbin Samre, Loyamrin on Gudas in the Chitz. Loyamrin on Gudas in the Chitz. So in other words, if let's say you had a house, and on top of it, so the house has Kisri Abayis, these are the Mechitzes and the Badr. And the Kisri Abayis, they encompass the open space of the house. Let's say like the walls here. So true, there is a ceiling. But it encompasses this thing. So, and then on top of the roof, he'll put up four poles. And then on top of the poles, he'll put up Schach. So in such a case, Rabbi Yaakov says, that it's a good sick. Rabbi Yaakov saw what I'm going to do with the Chitzke. So we say, we imagine as if these walls go up and they reach the Schach. And Rabbonon say, Lo yam binon gudasik mechitzke. Why don't we say gudasik mechitzke here? After all, by Shabbos, we do say gudasik mechitzke. The answer is, as Rabbi said before, to Abaye, so סוף סוף הרבי מן המלאצים מחיצת, אומר לי, רובי בין המחיצת, אני קורא זה לקה. So, because by sukkah we require mechitzanikoyes. So that means, so the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yaakov say that we require it should be nikah not only at the bottom, it should be nikah on top too. So true, these walls of the house are nikah at the bottom, because we see here at the bottom which encompasses this teich, this hall, this open space, but on top, we don't see that it encompasses any hole, so in melee, there is no mechitzas on the suki. And Rabbi Yaakov sovar, Rabbeinu bilas mechitzas. The Rabbonu sovar, lo yamar bilas mechitzas. Aro beemza gag, but suppose in the middle of the gag, suppose here the gag, and he sets up one pole here, one pole here, one pole here, one pole here, in the middle of the gag. So, and he puts rach. So then, everybody agrees that it's possible. Because here you cannot apply the concept of Budas Mechitz. Aber wenn es ein Gag, die wir hacken so. I mean, why could anyone say that in wenn es ein Gag, it's kosher at all, you certainly couldn't say Budas Mechitz there if he sets up poles, if he sets up poles in wenn es ein Gag. So, why should there be any discussion in this altered item? It seems obvious that the Emtza Gag, it could be kosher, okay? But the answer is because the Gemara in Erev mentions a halacha of Dyumdin, passing the voice, Erev in Daf Yudzayin. The first mission, the second day, ain't seen passing with the boys. Our board union, nearing Kishme, delivered a duty. In other words, that means if it is, let's say, the Eli Rayah, so they wanted, let's say, to be mashed. The behemoths. So the Bimashki the behemoths. So then they made near the wells of water. So they put up dunim posts and the dunim and each dunim. So it was, let's say, we put up one pole here and this here. Here it was. One ammo, and here it's one ammo, and he put in all the four corners. Dukin like this, post like this, and it was in each corner one ammo. So then, and that was set up around the well of water. So then, if a behemoth would stand, so that encompassed that whole area. And it became, the whole area became a Rishayot without the duty. So if somebody, let's say, would draw water from the bay and he would, now the bay is a Rishayot. Now, so suppose he would draw the water in the pail from the bay and place it into the Svasa Beir, so the Svasa Beir would be a Rishayot, he would be high. But on account of the duty, so that enclosed, that made the whole enclosure into Rishayot. Now, the question is, after all, in order to be Mechitzes, so you have to be aiming the Ruba Lapos, and here, you just put up duty on the four corners, but most of the space is open, so it's both the Ruba Alaimi. So that's the aloha, that as long as you have, if you would have an ammo in the middle, so then it wouldn't constitute the Mechitza Midraise. But since you have an ammo in each corner, so that constitutes a Mechitza and the whole enclosure. So that's the aloha of Yom. Now, so by Shabbos we have aloha of Yom. So maybe we could say that the same halacha of Yudin applies to Sukkot too. that if you set up four poles, and the middle of the gap, and it has the width of the tefach, so in Kabbal Shabbos there is a loch, it has to be amen. But by Sukkah, and the requirement that it should have a width of amen in each corner, that's only the Rabbanon. With the Raisa, it says, so even Kabbal Shabbos, if you put up the posts in all the four corners, and there is a tefach in each corner, so the male in the Raisa, it becomes a Rishayon. But with the Rabbanon, we require that each unit should be an amen. So maybe we could say that by Sukkah there is also a halacha of yumi. So this is what the Gemara says. So Rabbuna says, "Mach lekes al svasar." The Rabbi Yaakov says, "Rabbuna gulas mechitz." The Rabbuna says, "Rabbuna gulas mechitz." Abu Benza gav yivakim tzur. In other words, there is no halacha of yumi gabi Sukkah. There is a halacha of yumi gabi Shabbos, but not gabi Sukkah. Gabi Sukkah we must have two mechitzes gmures. And shlishi sakhlo tefach. But if you don't have two mechitzes gmures, just you put up yumdi, that is not sufficient gabi sukkah. We have nachme noma, we have tzagav machloikes. So that words, so Rav Nachman says the machloikes between Rav Yaakov and Rabbanon is in regard to the case where he sets up four poles and tzagav. So Rav Yaakov is machshe. On what basis? On the basis of yumdi. So by sukkah there is also a lot of yumdi. And Rabbanon, they say there is no halacha of yumi, gabi sukkah. Only gabi Shabbos there is halacha of yumi. So, Iboy, b'em tzagat machlitz, avos vasagat du rehakim shiro, oy yumo, b'em vuzu machlitz, teiku. Now let's see the Rashi. Machlitz, avos vasagat, di mechitz abai izdach deo, kene rebi akutisi, vi kele mima budasa, The Yoka Yam in the middle of the Hitzes Nikorens, Abu Ben Zagag, she tachter on the Hitzes, so be the Hakel Psuro. Psuro, the Loy Dayo, the Abbas Akundes, the Lis, Moshe Dal in the Hitzes. Hokagas, the Ramach no Mar Ben Zagag Machlis, Valde Akundis in the Yakit Machiro, Uhide, she Roche Tepa, the Hotide, the Nikishon, the Hitzes Tepa, Mitzot Midor. Vishay We show the Chitzes Tefach, we visit the Ma'alot. We call Achaz and Achaz. Kidu Ikam, we have one of Sabre, who in this Kashre, and we stay in the Chitzes Kiyo Choso, Ki Shio Meshach Suke. And we shlish it Achaz and Tefach, Avo Bisvas Agag, so the Gibor is Havaye, Avo Al Svas Agag, the Rehakot Shilo, the Amin and Budas. And Oy diumo bein bezu machlekes. So the Gemara says, basically, no ads dalot kundeis in words. We see chal gabon. He just sets up on the karker for kundeis, four poles, and of course each pole has a width of tefach. So we have a tefach in each corner, and then he puts up the schar and those kundeis. So the price says, Rabbi Yaakov Marshir, Barachon in Paisley, Vorets, the Chemza Gagdom. Here we can say, Gudas in the Chitzke. When can you say Gudas in the Chitzke? If you have the Kessel Abayis. So we imagine you say the Kessel Abayis. When that? But if you just set up holes and the character, Vorets, so you can't apply the concept of Gudas in the Chitzke. And still, what's that?
Is this character down and out or is it just Zion out? Is it sure if the Sukkah here is Zion al-Zion, or would it be Daud al-Daud? The poles, the distance between them, would it be?
It has to have Zion al-Zion, a minimum. And here the shaila is whether there is a loche of yum. Whether there is a loche of yum. So do not doubt the basic law in Sikha al-Dabot. Rabbi Yaakov Marshall, how come you base it? Vohor is the chayam tzagak dole. Vikom Marshall, Rabbi Yaakov. So we see that Rabbi Yaakov holds the reason of Yomdin Gabi Sukkah. Tiyufti Rabune, Tiyufti. Vei, Bien Tzavitlige. So far, Rabune said two things. First of all, he says, Rabune, that Bien Tzavitlige, even Rabbi Yaakov tassels, and then he said that there is a great case, Al Svasakak. So Rabbon say that we say good asik yichitzke, and then he say no. Rabbuna originally said two things. First of all, that b'em tzadak, so b'em tzadak, everyone puzzles, even Rabbi Yaakov puzzles, because there is no aloha of Yubi, and the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim is in regard. So Rabbuna said that the machlekes is in regard to the question as to whether we say Budasik Mechitzke or not by Sukkot. But Be'er Tzadak, so even Rabbi Yaakov passes. So we refuted Rabbuna's memory in that he said that there is no halacha of Yehudim by Sukkot, even Malul Rabbi Yaakov. But the other point, so going Be'er Tzadak, who did we? So we see from the Braise that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbuna in regard to Yehudim. But it's mashma from the price that the whole machlekes is only in regard to Tzadak. But on Tzadak, the Mehakel Cheo. Not as Rabbuna said that the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachomim is in regard to Tzadak. So the Gemara says, no, Leine, tell it to you to the Rabbi Mikarte, Omer Chachomim. Pliege Be'er Tzadak, Yehu Adin al Svazakar, V'hayim Komi Pliege Be'er Tzadak, Lo Yim Yaakov, Kechen Rab Yaakov, Dach Yehu Be'er Tzadak, Namu Mash. So the Gemara says, Rabbuna was only refuted in one memory, in his memory, that there is no aloche of duty by Sukkah, Yim Malim Rab Yaakov. So that was Rabbuna Nitre. He was refuted. But in regard to the other memory that Rabbuna said that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachomim as to whether the Svasaka we say Budasik Mechitzke or not, so that he was not refuted. So in other words, so after the youth that Rabbuna's theme remains that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim and two halachos. First of all, there is a double machlekes. So after the youth that Rabbuna bechode, Rabbuna is saying that there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim. One machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim is on the question of duty. So Rabbi Yaakov says there is a halacha of duty. The Chachomim say there is no halacha of Yehudi by Sukkot. Then there is another machlokes, a separate machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim, because Rabbi Yaakov says that there is no din of Budasik by Sukkot, and there is a din of Budasik by Sukkot, and the Chachomim say there is no din of Budasik by Sukkot. So according to Rabbuna, how should we pass it? Of course, if there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim, so the halacha has to be like the Chachomim. Now, if there is a machlokes, there is a double machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim. One machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim is on the question of Yehudi. So Rabbi Yaakov says there is a halacha of Yehudi by Sukkot. The Rabbonim say there is no halacha of Yehudi by Sukkot. So we have to pass the Chachomim. There is no halacha of Yehudi by Sukkot. Then there is another machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim as to whether we say Budasik by a Svasaka. So whether we say Budasik Mechitzke by Sukkot or we don't say Budasik Mechitzke by Sukkot. So the Chachomim say we don't say Budasik Mechitzke by Sukkot. By Shabbos, yes. Not by Sukkot. Why? Because by Sukkot we require Mechitzke Nikores. And it has to be Nikores not only in the Babel. It has to be Nikores where the Sukkot is, on top. So the Mele, according to Rabbuna, so the Halacha is that the halacha is like Rabbanon, and so clearly there is no din of Yehudi, and the halacha is like Rabbanon, that we don't say Budasik by Sukkot. That's according to Rabbuna. How is it? So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbuna, Pliege Be'er Tzadak, V'ad Din al Svazakah, V'ayin Kom Pliege Be'er Tzadak, V'yachot Kechem Rabbi Yaakov, Dach Pliege Be'er Tzadak, Namun Hashem. So according to Rabbuna, so Rabbanim say two halachas. Number one, there is no halacha of yumdin by sukkah. Number two, there is no din of gudasi by sukkah, even when there is mechitzas mikoras and what. That's according to Rabbanim. How is it according to Rabbi Nachman? So, there is an abaya. There is an abaya in the Gemara. So, if we pass through like Rabbanim, so then we have to pass through that there is no din of gudasi by sukkah. If we pass through like Rabbi Nachman, so then again we have to pass through that there is no din because lechumen, because we can rise lechumen. So the one of share, whether we pass through like Rabbanim or we pass through like Rabbi Nachman, we have to pass through that if somebody is misachel chos tazakah, the sukkah is over. The question is it psula b'diras vaday because we pass through like Rabbanim and Rabbanim after the tiyufte of one of his members? So Rabbanim says that there is a double machlekes, so there is between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim. So one machlekes on the question of duty, one machlekes on the question of gulas b'chitze, and of course the aloche is like Rabbanim of Rabbi Yaakov. So if we pass through like Rabbanim, so then b'diras vaday. If also sukkah was pasakak in sichich al gabo, so then it is possible to teres vaday. If we pass through like Rav Nachman, so again it's making the reis lechum it should be possible. But if we pass through like Rav Nachman, then it has to be possible to teres vaday. If we pass through like Rabbanim, it has to be possible to teres vaday. Now let's see how the Rabbanim passes. Not Alba Tundisi, Al Alba Zogisaga, Visicha Halgabo, Hoyu Basichu, Al Spasagad, Kosha, the rain is Amchites at Achteis, Kiwi Nailis with Maiwa Al Spasasim. So, how did the Rambam pass? The Rambam passed means that Noat Alba Tundisi, Al Alba Zogisaga, Al Spasagad, Aswasagad, so then the Suki is Kseo. B'tiras vaday. The sukkah is kseva b'tiras vaday. Now, this cannot be called either with Rabbanim or with Rabbanim. Because if the Rambam passes like Rabbanim, so Rabbanim not after the tchile of one member of Rabbanim. So Rabbanim is saying that there is no machlek between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim. One machlek is on the question of Yehudi and the pastor of Chachamim. There is no halacha of Yehudi by Sukkah. Another machlek is on the question of Bilas and Ritzke, and we pass by the Chachamim, Yogi the Rambam Allah and Rabbi, that there is no Bilas and Ritzke. So the Rambam should pass through that is possible. And even if the Rambam passes like Rav Nachman, not like Rabbanim, but it's taken, so it's a violin today. So one alternative in that violin, I'll leave the Rav Nachman is, and the Rav Nachman is, that it is, that being Bein Be'em Tzagag, and so he said, one, the Bein Be'em Tzagag, and Bein Al Svazagag Machlekes. Bein Al Svazagag Machlekes. So then according to that alternative, so Rav Nachman is saying the same thing as Rabbanim says, after the Yuftet Rabbanim of one man. So maybe, so we should pass in the Al Svazagag, it's Psuo. Either with the Svazagag or with the Svazagag. But not that it's Ksheva with the Svazagag. So this is that song's Raya. Because of Raya Tzahal, Zeyne Mahra, that you and Rav Nachman call it Biteiku, Ulechum. So in other words, this is what Raya is saying. Assuming that the Rambam holds that we pass through like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Nachman. Not like Rav Nachman. So, but still, so it's a Bible each day. So it's making the Raya Tzahal. So it should pass through the subject, it's possible. Why does it pass through? It's Ksheva. So the Magimishne says, and this is what he's writing. So he says, V'yeish mishe geiris iboyim v'yem tzagad machlekes avu al svasagad v'lehak kshero oi dilmo bein bozu machlekes. That's how it is. Then the Magnishma says, V'halvim in a geiri a שיהודיוסים היו ביום לכלל, לא הכלל. ואנחנו נאמר באמצע הגג מחלקס, על האופס הגג דורחקת שלו, והלוך את רב נחמן, ורבו נעיסייסט, אם לא רבו נעיסייסט, הוא בוא נראה. הוא אומר, so זה עשם בשני דבר השלום, הוא says, that we pass through like רבו, but, So the way the Magdalene explains the Rambam, there is no difficulty in the Rambam. There is no difficulty in the Rambam. But there is a certain telling in the Rav Chaim here. I mean, whatever Rav Chaim says is true, I mean, but he asks a certain kasha. I mean, that is amazing. No, he said, "Vayim b'magid mishne." So he mentions that in the Bible. "Vayim b'magid mishne she'ein yesh nagim she'negir simachim b'ayim." Ulidul Rav Nachman maskin katosei Rav Meir tzadak v'yeh. Aval tzvas adar mikulau mekshelo mishum davir u'dasak v'yochel u'posak ram. So then he has the kasha. Now let's go with the thesis. Thesis of the kasha. Anos vasagak shiroi vehakeleo vichoshi mechitzis vikoreis. Now Teisves had Algers. So Teisves had a girse v'ramnachmano mar ben tzagak machelikes. So he boiled ben tzagak machelikes anos vasagak vichakel shiro o yidilmo ben bezu ben bezu machelikes te anos vasagak vichakel shiro. So the question is, so this is the Bible by the Kashi, how can we say that the Kodik Rav Nachman, Avo Svasagak, Shehu Rahakim, why? Because we ask the Chitzte, but didn't Rove say to Abaye, that by Sukhe we don't say to ask the Chitzte, by Bono Amut, because you know the Chitzte Koreis, so this is the Terez, because when he builds an Amut, so then it's not we can go, Mashiach can hear Avo Svasagak, so we can hear the Bible. So the Bible, as long as it is Nikra the Bible, so even by Sukkim we say it last night. The Hoshi, the Chitzes, the Kodes, the Premium, we should be Kodes Babas. So, Rav Chaim raises the question, we will heal, we suck your shop. Who is so good? We are the Bible, the rest of the Bible, 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 the Oh, the Rabbi bin Mechitza Nikon is elected. Who puts a kid on Abu Rabba and come about in Dallas? Bono, visualization. Bono, Bono, the age the Hersha Sukhet Suo, Shane of Mechitza Nikon is, we need to talk about Mutsha Kosha Mitwan is at Kami Shane. Have you good ask you in the Hanabi Suki? We should be mean on board Mechitza Nikon is, the Hanabi Mechitza Manish. We came, Hokoshe, Maishne, Gabigab, the Posek Rambam, the Bale, the Dasi, the Suke, the Tzorah, the Rima, the Gab, Shan, the Yomit, the Hashakim, Kosha, the Tisho, El, that Tis, the Sariel, the Huzois, the Hodi, Poyon, the Dilma, the Svasagar, the Kulau, the Shem, Val Zeu, she makes you do the Hitzes and the Kodes, Val Kokoch, the Tzu, the Amuchan, the Bites, the Shem, the לדעס הרמב״ם, ולגורס לא יבא לי כלל, ואם כן הרי נעש כחום כלל בגמורה, ורב נחמן ההוא ורבונו, מהנה בדחיס בסוכה, ומזה קום הרב נחמן באמצע אגב מחליקס, הרי הקטל הוא מוכר יוצא אחד מן הספס אגב, כי באמצע אגב הוא אבא זה ספוקת בפני עצמו, בלתי נדון עם משל יומן, ואין זה שייך כלל בגמין על ספס אגב, ואם כן הרי הקטל כחוק המקדמי של הרמב״ם, דה על ספס אגב שלו, ושוב כושר בהר יומות, דיבו את עומד כלל, גודסי דומים סוכה, ושמי יחיץ לגורס, ומה יש להוכל במענה גודסי לעניין הרשע סוכה. Now, this is amazing. I mean, he has the cash, he says, be sure to take space. He had the girl say that we had in our Gemara. So there the Gemara spells it out as an Abai. There the Gemara spells it out as an Abai. That in the boil, we have tzadat machlikis. Aber aus was er gab, die behackelt sich auch. So the Gemara mentions this alternative. That aus was er gab, die behackelt sich auch. So then there is a kasha with it. But what they say is, that we know Mechitza Nikoris, okay? So maybe we are forced to come to the conclusion that there are two kinds of Eil Nikoris. There is one kind of Eil Nikoris where it's not Nikia at all, not even like Babel, like Amun, and there is another Eil Nikoris where on top it's not Nikia, but at the bottom it is Nikia. Mashiach Kine Kori to Rambam, he is not Gevis the whole Abaye, and he is only Gevis. We have Nachman Omar Ben Tzadak Machlekes. So what kind of a hechrach does he have? Does he have that al svasagak die wir haben jetzt hier, so apparently, the prime assumed that the other Jews say that the that is in the Gemara, so his gave us like this. We have nothing on the we have to have nothing this. Period. That's all. Nothing else. So then he raises a good question. So how does the Rambam know that according to Rav Nachman, aus Fasagar, the Behakotcheo, maybe aus Fasagar, it's also possible. Why? Because we don't say with us Mechitze, even in the case where the Mechitze is recorded in the Bible. But then you ask, Monarchia, if we don't say with us Mechitze, even aus Fasagar, so why are we really Behemzagar? No, Behemzagar is another Shaila whether we say Yumdi. So assuming that we don't say Gudas Mechitzeh, but if we say Yumdi, as Rav Yaakov says, so then we have Mechitzeh because of the Yumdi, because in each corner there is a Tefach. So where is the Hech? But it seems that Rav Chaim did not notice one expression in the Magen Mishnah. Did not notice one expression in the Magen Mishnah, because the Magen Mishnah says, V'yesh Mishnah Geretz, So that was the other Jew said, spells it out in the Gemara, not just so he said no, he said, we have Nagim, I'm sorry, we have, he didn't notice one expression like Mishnah, we have Nagim Zawin Gears in Hayu Bayu Bal, El Horikoma, we have Nachmanoma Ben Zagat Machlekes, Avalos Vasagat, the Hakyochel. The Mahakotcheo. So apparently, it's not that he didn't notice, but Rav Chaim assumed that the other Girsay is, well, the other Girsay is, Rav Nachman Omar, Bien Tzagat Machloike Spirit. Aber als Tzagat the Mahakotcheo, that's not part and parcel of the other Girsay. This is the Magen Mishnah explains it. So the Mary asks, but why should we explain the Magen Mishnah that way? The Pashas Alosh of the Magen Mishnah is that the Rav Nachman Omar, the other Girsay, is the Rav Nachman Omar, the Emzadat Machlekes, Amor Spasagat Vivadachelo, that in the other Girsay, so the text reads, that the Rav Nachman Omar, the Emzadat Machlekes, Amor Spasagat Vivadachelo, that is part and parcel of the text in the other Girsay. Apparently, Rav Chaim assumed, I don't know why, that this is not part and parcel of the quote. But this is the Magen Mishnah's addition. In other words, that the Girsay only says, reads, V'rav Nachman Omar Ben Tzadat Machlokes, period. Then the Magen Mishnah, as if in parentheses, the Magen Mishnah says, Avraham Svazadar, Divahakachel. So the Magen Mishnah explains that the Girsay. So that's why the Chaim raises the question, why should we say that? Maybe the pshat of the Girsay is, the Ramachim of Abed Tzagat Machlekes, there is a Machlekes where there is a Loch of Yundi, or there is no Loch of Yundi. And the Ramon saying there is no Loch of Yundi. And since there is no Loch of Yundi, so Mele Ben Tzagat, it's not a good Sukkah, and also Asagat, it's not a good Sukkah either, because we don't say good Asa. That's why he has discussion. But the Pashas Aroshim of the Magen Mishnah indicates that our Svazagat in the Hakot Shemo, that's not his explanation of the Girsay, but this is part and parcel of the quotation of the text of the other Girsay. So anyway, that doesn't present any kashya. But even though it doesn't present any kashya, but what Rav Chaim says is true. Now, he mentions in Gemara. He mentions in Gemara. When he bishamed that tzadik tes, boy meni rabot chenurot. Amu kushu sarab. Gobei ayu biroch el dao. Bizorak unoch el dao. Ma? Mi amrinon ha-reakir ha-reisya, ha-noch ha-reisya, o yu mokim mokim tu ka-asilo. So, rabot chenurot inquires from Gobei, suppose you have an amu kushu sarab, gobei ayu biroch el dao. And then, he threw a chifetz and addressed it on top of the tongue. So, is it chayev or is not chayev? Is it chayev or not chayev? So you could say that it is chayev, because after all, he was ikya from Rishis Rabim, and it was Loch and Arnu, Rishis Ayochim. So it should be chayev. Or, since the chayevets, before it dropped on top of the Omud, so it passed through the Mokiptu, Lemaimo Yomud, Because Davi, the man of youth, has a little mocking too. So Mimele, he is fertile because of that. Or, even though the Chetetz, in the course of the Zrike of the Mitzoy, passed through a neutral zone of a mocking too, he is still high. That's Davi. So then Tesis raises the question, why would Tesis Shehikshu, the Tipshit Nod, the Kanye Leo, the Dafe, Hamid Sinechonis, the Platia, the Stok, Hayek, Hamid Leir Pasmonu, Madi Mokim Turko Hase? So, what kind of a buy is it? It's a buy of the Foreshes, that if somebody carries a Hapens from Honus, which is Rishi Sayoche, to Platia, the marketplace, which is Rishi Sarabi, but he walks, he crosses a Mokim Tur, a Karmelis. So he's still higher, as long as the Akire was from Mishisrabi, and from Mishisayochi, and the Anoche in the Mishisrabi, or vice versa, even though in the midst of the Mitzoy, he passes through, he carries the Chayfetz through a neutral zone, so he's still higher. So here too, if he throws the Chayfetz from the Mishisrabi, from Taku Gomu, too, it passes a medium, or that is a neutral zone, he's still higher. As long as the Anoche is a Mishayoche, so why does Rabot Chayim have his Sophic in that? So Rashbot Tibetz al Zem, Shem Rambam, the whole Heche Hinoch, the Abir, Shom Mokim, Chiyuk Mamesh, Loi Kom Iboyo, the Chayim. Ki Kom Iboyo on Mishanoch, Bibaam Doim in the Shusarabi, Shabir Yu Abir Shom the Shusarabi, the Habe Mokim Tu, the Chiyam Yu on the Shusayoche, the Hila Dorotia, Hamim Yu on the Shusayoche, Muro Bimichitzes, So the Rambam gives it evidence that when do we say that Rosh Hashanah is in Lado Rokia, that is only when it says Rosh Hashanah, that if the Rosh Hashanah is affected through real Chitzis. As any case of the heart of the chotzer that is enclosed by the chitzer, that is with the chitzes, also in the Mishayoche. But here, it's a dim chitzes of Omud. There is no actual chitzes, because the Omud is completely auto. But the surface, the side surface of the Omud has a dim chitzes. So only the surface of the Omud has a dim Mishayoche. But the Abir on top of the surface of the Omud, this is the Omud, and it's Chochim Dao. So only this surface of the Omud has a Mishayoche. But here, the top of the Avid, above the Omud, does not have a Mishayoche. In other words, we only say, Mishayoche Leila Adorakia, when it's a Mishayoche that is Muket Bechitzes Mamash, not by Omud. By Omud, we don't apply the Alochet of Rishayoche de la Adorakia. So he says, because she didn't have a bar, Masuke the Suke she made, the Sora by Lima Gabriomu, would ask the Hitze, and in the heavy of Gabriomu, that we would ask, we easily did the Hitze of Gabriomu, we came out of the neighbor, Gabriel Rishayoche, the Omu, so if we say la Adorakia, keep it out of the Adin, would ask it, Yemishlon in the Hitze of Adorakia, but you want to become a rag when Mahanya says that Misuke, we should be in the Hitsa Nikomes, when Mahanya cloud would ask Misuke. I will hold me out when you will be the Hasuke, that we don't be able to ask the Hitsa, we came, have a vana in the Hitsa Yoke to me out of the Kia, they come out of Bam, the moment that I'm going to be Sayoke out of the Kia. So yes, the very strong cash. Against Rambam. Rambam says that we do not say, good ask the Chitzte Gabi Omud, we only say good ask the Chitzte, we only say good ask the Chitzte by Leon Chitzis, but not Gabi Omud. But here Abai wanted to apply the din of good ask the Chitzte by Omud itself, with Gabi Suke. And Rope said no. Why? Because Gabi Suke will require the Chitzte and Kodes. So that means only Gabi Suke we don't say good ask the Chitzte Gabi Omud. But Gabi Shabbos, if Rome would be made it, that we say Gudasik Mechitzte, Gabi Omud. Only Gabi Suke not, because we don't say Gudasik Mechitzte, Gabi Suke altogether. So it's in Kashi again, the Rambam says that the reason is why Rav Mordechai and Sofik, as to whether if somebody throws a chitzes from which is Rabbi and tap on the Omud, whether it's higher or not, is not because it crosses the Sophocles, that maybe because of the fact that it passes a neutral zone, a mocking door, so he's spotted. That we know is the price of precious, Hamid and the Hamas would do here the stone. So it's higher. But the subject by a mortre was something else. Because when, let's say, you throw in a rivet, and the rivet rests on the ground of Mishas Rabbi, so the Avir, up to you talking, also is a din of Mishas Rabbi. So Mary means that not only the rivet is placed on the Mishas Rabbi, the rivet that rests on the Mishas Rabbi in Karke occupy space in Rishis Rabin, because if this is the ground of the Rishis Rabin, and this Chepetz falls on the ground of the Rishis Rabin, so the space that the Chepetz occupies is also Rishis Rabin, because the Avir, the Yud of the Rishis Rabin is the Rishis Rabin. But when you drop your Chepetz on top of the oak, so the surface is the Rishis Rabin, but the Avir above not. So that means the Chepetz that fell on top of the Amud, it only rests on the Mishnah Yochim, but it occupies space in the Mokif too. So maybe it's not considered as the Anochim in the Mishnah Yochim. So anyway, the Ramban Shiki is that we do not say we ask the Chitzik Avyo. That's why Rav Mordechai has his topic, whether he's hired for being Zerik, the Chitzik on top of the Amud. Because the Avir above the Amud is Mokim Tur. So mainly the Chepetz only rests on the Mishas Hayochim. On the Mishas Hayochim service. But it occupies space in the Mokim Tur. But we see from the Gemara here in Sukkah that the Aruch HaGdazik applies in the Amud. Abaye applied it to Sukkah too. And Rabbi said it has no application to Sukkah. But Bagam Shabbos, we certainly say with us. So one second. So, Reb Chaim says, "Vanir and Mucher Chudas Rambam." So the Pshat, when Rabbi says, "Bino Mechitzas Anikoves Lekeh," so it's not the way Rashi and Tesis explain the Gemara that Rabbi is saying that by Sukkah we require Mechitzas Anikoves, but Rabbi is saying the whole Alocha Chudasik does not apply to whether Sukkah or Shabbos. In other words, in order to apply the halacha of Kudasi, we must have real mechitzes. Mechitzes that are maki a whole. But a big mechitzes like Omud, where it's a two-dimensional mechitze that is not maki a whole, in regard to such a mechitze, we do not apply the halacha of Kudasi. Kudasi only applies to an actual mechitze. A mechitze, a wall, that is maki a whole. So the melee, this is how the Rambam explains Rabbi, not like Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Tesis, they hold that what Rabbi says, Bino Mechitzes Anikoves Leke, so Rabbi means, by Sukkah we require Mechitzes Anikoves. But on Shabbos, we apply the law of Kudasi in respect to Omud. But Rambam explains, Rabbi is saying to Abaye, it's not like you Abaye, who assumes that the Aruch of Kudasik applies to the Mechitzes of Omud as well. The Aruch of Kudasik applies only to real Mechitzes that are not in the whole, but it doesn't apply to a Mechitzes of Omud. So then the question arises, so why do we say, so the Ramban says in the whole halacha Rishayoch in the Rakia applies only to the chitzes that are making the hole. Let's say a chotzer that has walls that are making the hole, but it doesn't apply. Rishayoch in the Rakia does not apply to a chitzes of an omud. Now then, the Reb Chaim raises the question. Now from the Rambam, so. So he says, "Vanir muchad das Rambam before it only come a rovet bin mechitz anikores veke lav davu zeh di bishuke shikach chiz tenei davke mechitz anikores ki yudin da yukas en gudasik lavir en gudasik ad mechitz anikores vivoi davu chi nam pitzis shavoi ki kovet mkeno ki yudu otum kule vivoi nad bishuke levadu mele mazeis ki yudhomo ki davir en gudasik mechitzpe habudine hohen da hab ad mechitz anikores ובזה נמצא בביסוק יזו מבוי הדין של הרמב״ם, דיבי עמוד מלמוד 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 מל keeping Harim Chikshini Kodesh. Und mehr du lässt dich am Harim Dinnen, ist ein Jochen in der Frakia. Kiebe, der ihm schon bechitzt von Meilen. Wir hoffen, mit dem Dekosch nach Abbab, sie kostet bei Harim die Omuls. Sie ein Dinnen bechitzt an die Kodesh. Wie nimmt so ein Dami Omuls, ach Kosch, ja, wo nur ein Pfannis. Ach, kann ich nicht. Bei Heimik, wo sie kostet, wo sie gesagt, wir kriegen da bechitzt an Kosch, ja, Omuls. Bei Harim bechitzt an die Kodesh, auch Kokoch, mehr wird an Dami Omuls. Kosch, bechitzt an Kambe. Kiebe, am Kiebe, wo das ist. Wie sehr ich es die nimmt sie auch gar nicht auf uns, zrach Kosha bei dem Pfannis. Was auch immer, die schon mal habe ich so ein Pfannis gegangen. Wie wollen die Absur auch gar nicht auf uns, und wir haben nicht seine Gottes. Die Bergschäden, die Züge werden es bei Wien und Frau nicht seine Gottes. Wir haben die Schuld auch gar nicht auf uns, und Kosha bei dem Pfannis gegangen. Und wie sehr habe ich nicht das Rampart, ich habe gesagt, wenn du als Abort und Dissi, als Wasser gar nicht, sie sind auch gar nicht auf Kosha. Und was ich gesagt habe, habe ich nach Hause geholt, Mucha, die Gedase Klee und Gamberschene besuche. Und besuche die Ohren, du, rat mich in der Abwillung der Gedase Klau, wie in Kebigan, wie in Nidkere, in Prinzen, in Kebom. Der Abwillung der Gedase von Buer Weber und der Pites, mit mir in der Habe Dine in die Kosche des Rach, auch der Pisache von Gabo, auch in Posse Garant. So, in other words, his question was, so apparently the time we assume, I don't know why, that would that when the Magnishne says, the Rahabin Magim Zawin Gersi, Hai Bayer will crowd, El Hochekoma, the Rabbach Noma Vem Zagat Machlekes, Aber Svasagat will have a chemo, so about Svasagat will have a chemo is not the literal part of the citation of the text, but that's the explanation that the Magnishne is. But the washing in the text, in the other Gersi of the Kaden is, we have not known about the Zadar Machlekes, period. That's all. Then the Magnishna says. So that means, I was Zadar Machlekes. So maybe the prime raised the question, how do we know that Al Zadar Machlekes seems, according to that verse, all that the Gemara says is, Rav Nachman Omar Ben Zadar Machlekes. So that means that Rav Nachman is saying, there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim, as to whether there is a din of duty. So the Chachamim is saying, there is no din of duty. So maybe we could say, since Rabbi said that the Dino Mechitzes Likorens, so in Maushmasagad the Sukhi is possible. Meheche Teise, Teise was Mucher to make the distinction between Niker and Babel and not on top or not Niker at all. Because Teise says the Gira said, be Maushmasagad the Hagel Cheo. So the Gemara had one washing, one authority, that maybe Al Svasagad will have to show. But according to the Gersa Sagini, and the prime assumed that the Gersa Sagini was just the Rav Nachman Omar Ben Zagad Machlekes, period. So how do we know that Al Svasagad will have to show? Where is him, okay? So he says, since the Rabbah explains the Gemara of Rabbi, that Rabbi says, when Rabbi says to Abai, Binu Mechitza Mikomez Uleke, he didn't mean that by suke we require Mechitzas Mikoretz. No, but he meant in order to apply the halacha of Gedase, whether by Shabbos or Gabi suke, so we have to have real Mechitzas, that are Nikya, at the place where there are Mechitzas. Mechitzas that are Maki Bechol. So by Omud, Mechitzas of Omud, which is only in Din Mechitzas, which is not Maki Bechol, we don't apply the halacha of Gedase. If by Shabbos we don't apply the Lachal Belasik. So, we don't apply the Lachal Belasik. So remember by Suke, so Bonobomu is possible. So remember all that Rabbi says is not that by Suke there is an extra Lachal of Mechitzas Mikoretz. There is no additional, there is no extra Lachal by Suke of Mechitzas Mikoretz than by Tavi Shabbos. So, but by Shabbos and Tavi Suke, we don't apply the Lachal of Belasik. We can't do Mechitzas of Omud. But as far as the Aloha of Gedase is concerned, so if we apply the Aloha of Gedase, by Shabbos, so we apply it, that we should do. So that's the reason is why the Rambam says that since the Machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim is only regard to the question of duty, so the name of the Tzvazaka, so we apply the general deed of Gedase. The general did not last. One second. Now. So then, but all that was not necessary in order to answer the Kashi raised by Rav Chaim. And the only reason is why the Chaim raised the question is because the Chaim assumed that the Girsa, the text in the other Girsa, just read, but the Pashas of the Magalishni is that this is an integral part of the text of the other Girsa. So maybe there is no kasha, but whatever the Chaim says is true, without the kasha. Then he raises another question. Now, sins according to the Rambam, so the aloche of Udasit Mechitzte does not apply to Mechitzte of Amut. Maybe the Rambam says, the aloha which is Shayot Melakia, which is based upon Udasik Mechitzte, only applies to real Mechitzte, let's say in the Chotzer. So the idea of the Chotzer is Melakia, but the idea of the Novut of the Tail is not Melakia. That's what Rambam says. But from Rosh Rambam, it's Mashma, that the aloha of Mishayot Melakia applies not only to the Mishayot of Chotzer, that is Mukir Mechitzte's Mamech, but that it applies to the Mishayot of the Novut of the Tail also, because the Rambam is not Mechalek. The Rambam mentions what the Mishayochid is, so the Rambam says the Mishayochid is a place that is enclosed by Mechitzes, like Chotzer, and over the Yayud, or the Dalet, or the Tail of the Yayud, is a Mishayochid, and then the Rambam says in a general way that Mishayochid is a Rakia. So Kashas HaRosh of the Rambam indicates that according to the Rambam, even the Mishayochid of the Yayud, or the Dalet is a Rakia. But on the other hand, we see that the Rambam agrees with the Rambam, that the Aloha Budas Mechitzte applies only to real Mechitzes, not to Mechitzes of Ovid. And that's the Pshati Rove. That's the Pshati Rove. So how would the Rambam explain this Aloha that Rishayochi Devil Adiakia, according to the Rambam? So, applies to them. So the Rambam says, in Hanami, it doesn't apply to them. But the Rosh Rambam is that it applies to them. Because then especially okay, the Rambam is that it has a Rambam. The detail like a habit of Mishayochi or Akia. The Rambam turned down the Shabbos because of his stomach, the detail had a Mishayochi, the true Shami called Mishayochi, Umashva, the detail Shami, the Nino Mishayochi, the whole new it, after the Zedila or Akia, because the Rambam see Shamakin, our dinner Shayochi or Akia, Umashva, our whole Mishayochi, Koi, our big Mishayochi, the tail, the king and the Dasa Rambam, our Koko, Mukha, the Gambitail and the Dasi, Umayla, the Nuka, the Koki. Shall we be a suki domut which besati? The Adi Asun is a right to Duchte? Vanir and even the Rambam, so then the Chaim says something else. That according to the Rambam, there is an extra aloha of which Sayochi Diva de Rakia without recourse to Das Mechitzte. It's a special aloha that if a certain moke is a Mishayochi, so it's gained the moke Ad Rakia. Why? Because in Hilchas Moke, in Hilchas Moke, so let's say, so different points on a horizontal plane represent different decays, but different points on a vertical plane represent the same object. So that's the aloche of Mishayochi Dila Rakia. In other words, not because, first of all, if it's a Chotzer, so then we can apply the aloche of Mishayochi Dila Rakia on the basis of Kilas Mechitzte. Because the Mechitzes of the Chotzer are considered to go right without a limit, but without recourse to the Aloha of Jirassi. So there is a special Aloha of Mishayochi Dila Rakia. In other words, that the working of the Mishayochi becomes Migda Adorakia. Because on a vertical plane, two different points on a vertical plane represent the same object. So, from here, Adra Rokia, it's one Moki. That's the Aloche of Mishusayoche de la Rokia. So he says, Vanire Lema, Bidasa Rambam, Misirle, Yodra, Shusayoche de la Rokia, Eid the Mishimini Bidasi, Kin Dibi Fiatsle, the Amchitz Satachte, Mishi Yishben Aso, Gedri Sisamoki Matrokia, Umashle, Likule Mishayoche, Vizeu Kole Mimchitzes, the whole Shayishben Shiuve da Aso, Gedri Sisamokim Adrokia. So without recourse to the last Mechitzes. All right. Now, let's see the basis. So when Rabbi Yomeima, with the last Mechitzes, we say to Mosik, the Benino Mechitzes and the Koritz, the Lidobel is Sikhi Chaltabi Achasadre, Sheim Obisini, the Shiva Pirki, the Pitiko Hoshi chapter of the Chitzes and the Kovas. Because we talk about the Chesed as a Machlechi between Abai and Kovas. If someone is Misachel, Al Gabi Yachsat Reshemot, if it's Misachel, Al Gabi Yachsat Reshemot, Sheyishmot Tzimim, so then everybody agrees that it's a good Sukkot. Achsat Reshemot Tzimim means, let's say, you have the Chotzer, and the Chotzer is surrounded by many Bakim on all sides. And the roof from each bayis protrudes into the Chotzer. So let's say, here is one Kislev bayis. Here is one Kislev bayis. So, and then the other end, we have another Kislev bayis. So, we have a roof that protrudes from one Kislev bayis, and then we have a roof that protrudes into the Chotzer from the other Kislev bayis. And then in the middle where the roofs, the protrusion of the roofs end, so then they are seen, they are pillars. So there is one pillar here, and then 2.5 walking away from this pillar, there is another pillar, and then he puts the shach on the outside. So then, since they are seen, they are pillars, and they are removed, and within less than 3 tvachim, let's say 8 inches away from each other, one pillar is 8 inches removed from the other pillar. So maybe because of the law of Mogul, so it has mechitzes. So everybody is made that it's a good sukkah. But suppose he downed pillars, or there are just a few pillars, not pillars, one next to the other, within a distance of less than 9 inches, than 3 tvachim. So there is a machleket between Abaye and Rabbi. So Abaye says that in the sikhe al gabi achsat reshein lo ptzim. So it's a good sukkah. Why? But it has no mechitzes, it has no ptzim. Because piti proyele b'seisim. Now this is the protrusion of the roof. So this is the piti pro, the thickness of the roof. So we consider it's like udachis, piti pro. In other words, we consider as if the piti pro goes down. So according to Abaye, so the piti koyele b'seisim has a din mechitze by sukkah, but after all there is a halacha of bina mechitzes mikoreis, bina mechitzes mikoreis. So Abaye never would ask mechitzes, but say crossing bina mechitzes mikoreis. But we don't really see the halacha by achsat. And from these cases we see, and we know we shouldn't say that, that even though Abaye first said he could ask mechitzeh, but after Rabbi told him, bina mechitzeh mikoreis ureke, so Abaye considered it. And there, Abaye says, v'tzichel chalka v'yachsat v'sheim optzim. So Abaye says, I will learn this, that it's a good sukkah. But here, Abaye considered it, Rabbi, so why the bina mechitzeh mikoreis ureke? So when they do, what kind of mechitzeh is it? You don't see it, I mean. The piti koyel, he says, is invisible in the Bamsiak. So he says, the tzich, but we don't even see how to have a chat, the shiva tzim, the shiva tzim. The piti ko hoshiv shapi on the chitzis and the kovas. The piti ko hoshiv shapi on the chitzis and the kovas. In other words, there are degrees in kovas. In other words, because piti ko yechol apoches is, to a certain extent, is visible as a chitzis, the piti ko. Masha'im came, the Sfasa Omud. Sfasa Omud is not visible at all. It's a two-dimensional mechitze, but it has a deep mechitze. So that kind of mechitze is not affected by Sukkot. Our Sadagam Shiru, the Hakul of the Kovet, the Mahamur, the Kovet Mais, you the Sukkot. Now, that's the Mahamur. Tom Rabon, not a bow convincing words, the Sikhi Chaldabon. Rabbi Yaakov Oymer Reim Koshiyu Yehachtiku V'yachtiku V'yish Ben Tefach Likar V'tefach Likar Nidunim Mishim Yumen V'inuav Ein Nidunim Mishim Yumen Shoy Rabbi Yaakov Oymer Yum Dei Sukke Tefach V'chachom Yimei Reim Achi Yishtayim Ki Uchoson Yushtif Zat Tefach. So you have a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachom Nesuel and the Aruch of Yum Dei Sukke Adyum Dei Sukke. Now Kaysa says, we hold the Bino, Amor Gamipasi Behoiz, Pirinkis in Pasi, that Mechit Shabbos Echmiel. So the Russian basis is Echmiel. So that means that on a Greiser level, there is no distinction between Suke and Shabbos. And just as Gabi Suke, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that there is a Rocha Gimli. So all we need that in each corner, it should extend a Tevach. So Gabi Shabbos, with the Greiser, all we need is that she should extend the Tevach. But with Rabbanon, because Shabbos, it has to extend in each corner, it has to extend in the Nam. That's what we see from this text. Now let's see the Rashi. So Rabbi Yaakov says there is a local human. What does human mean? So if the human is in the form of a square, so then let's say this is a post, and it's in the form of a square. This is one tefach, and this is one tefach. So it's okay. So in other words, it's in the chitze in this corner, and it's in the chitze in the other corner. But suppose it's a round post, it's oval. So Rabbi Yaakov says, Reish koshiyu yachkeku v'yachleku, v'yesh ben tefach mikam v'tefach mikam. Niduni mishim yumed, v'imlav imduni mishim yumed. Let's see the Rashi. Koshi v'yachkeku v'yachleku 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 יחלקו מבפנים, ויעשו אל סומכים מרזים ומשלונו, שיש להם שתי מטפניץ, שימת עוזים כבר יחד מסעורים ומזרח למיילות, והשאים מצופים לדורם. Now, מידים של דורם. So we see a remarkable thing here. Now, we have a similar situation in the case of Kabbalas. So in other words, so in order to be a Mishnayochit, it must be Dalet on Dalet. But suppose it's round, kaveres. So what is considered to be dalet al dalet? So there we don't say that if the area of the kaveres is such that it can be transformed, it can be transformed into a square, the area of which will be dalet al dalet. That's not enough. They will require that the circumference, that the area should be so, that the area of the circle of the kaveres should be so that you should be able to inscribe inside the kaveres a square of dalet al dalet. Not that you should be able to transform this area of a circle into an area of a square of dalet al dalet. They will require that you should be able to inscribe a square of dalet al dalet. Now, here, in connection with Yudin, so you also have this here of Tefach al Tefach. Tefach al Tefach. Or let's say Gabi Shabbos, we have this here of Abu Alamo. But here, we don't require that the area should be so large that we should be able to inscribe inside. As long as we can transform, it into an area of a square of Tefach al Tefach, so it's enough. Even though it's not necessary that it should be so large, that you should be able to inscribe. Why is it different? How is it that Gabi Kaveres will require that it should have a diameter of 5 3/5 squat? Why? In other words, because in order that you should be able to inscribe the square of dalet al dalet, the square of dalet, and the fact that it is large enough so that we could transform it into a square of dalet al dalet. I mean, in geometry, it's separate propositions. One proposition is how to inscribe a square in a circle, and another proposition is how to transform a certain circle of a given area into a square. It's two separate things. So in regard to kaveres, we require that you should be able to inscribe. And here, we don't require that it should be so large, that the area should be so large, that you should be able to inscribe, that you should be able to transform it into a square. So apparently, the reason as to why Here we don't require that he should be so large that he should be able to describe, because here duty is in the chitzeh in both in corners, you see. So in other words, it has to be in the chitzeh here and in the chitzeh here. So since it's really in the chitzeh in two tzedakim, each unit is in the chitzeh in two corners. So the unit that you place here is in the chitzeh in this corner and in this corner. And the mechitze, and the unit that we said here, is a mechitze in both corners. So only, so since the, this represents a mechitze in two corners, so that's why, if it is oval, so then it has to be considered as whether this mechitze that is oval, and it is placed in two corners, can be transformed, is large enough to be transformed into a chitze in the form of a square that should be in the two corners. All right, we leave it here. Now, I just want to point out to everybody, and please mention to those who are absent, that just because until now I started here, it does not mean that everyone can come in here whenever he wants. I am supposed to start here primarily. But unfortunately, because of certain things, because of